takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. So we start with, give me your name and where you grew up.
I'm Tim Garthwaite, and I never grew up.
If you had grown up, where would it have been?
I probably would have drowned.
You did grow up where there was a pool in the backyard.
That's true.
Tell me about that pool. Is that where you learned to swim, in that pool?
Yeah. I learned pretty quickly because my parents kept encouraging me to swim.
Now, you were on the swim team at Berkeley High, weren't you?
Yeah, right.
So you could swim pretty good, I mean, if you were on the...
Yes.
Yeah.
Learned to swim at an early age. I was captain of B swimming team and then the A swimming team. And
So you competed with other schools?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what was your specialty? I mean, like a freestyle or what?
Breathing underwater.
You have gills. Isn't that amazing? Does medical science know about that, that you have gills?
I haven't told them yet.
So you're on this swim team. What was that like?
Mostly I loved it.
What was the best part of being on that swim team?
Oh, the best part, I think, was the most fun, I think, was just being in the goddamn water and dicking around. It was me in the water and the other guys, too.
So as the captain, then, you had to sort of hold the team together or get them to cooperate?
Yeah, I did. I did. I felt responsible for it. But it wasn't as much fun as just dicking around in the pool. I've always loved dicking around.
So you wouldn't call yourself a natural leader? Well, I mean, it seems to me like that there's a difference here between being the team captain and the responsible versus dicking around. And the dicking around part was what you liked the most.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, because the coach was always trying to get me to do something that the coach wanted, you know, which was sort of boring and parents trying to get me to swim. I always wanted to go my own way, especially it was underwater.
Were you good at swimming underwater?
No, but I drowned my parents and they learned her quick.
They learned their lesson.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's what I wonder about, because you worked for the probation department in Marin.
No, I played with the probation
department. Okay. You're still dicking around with the probation department. And your performance write-ups would say, Tim Garthwaite does a lot of dicking around. You know?
That's only the beginning. Dicking around is the most important part to me. It's not who's coming in first or last.
That's sort of the way you approach Boy Scouts, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Troop 23.
Yeah.
It should be fun.
Cheer for Troop 23. 23
will win.
Cheer to the finish, never give in. Rah, 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 you do your best, boys. We'll do the rest, boys. Cheer for Troop 23. Rah, rah.
Yeah, and that's what I learned from my dad.
Interesting. So he was a playful character.
My dad?
Playful.
I would say exceedingly.
So you took that from him. You got that in your character was the same.
Well, I got it from my mother, too.
How was that?
She danced a lot, too fucking much. She taught different forms of dance discipline, from ballet to African dancing, where she had studied abroad, different dance disciplines.
You told me one time what your mother said about the arts.
Tim, always stay with the arts. They won't let you down. Is that, have I got that right? What?
It has something to do more with, I think, what to avoid rather than what state to stay with.
So what would you be avoiding? What's the message?
Coaches who are assholes.
Too much structure or...
Yeah, they would take the fun away. They
authoritarian
would take,
rules.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Dad would always, when he went in the pool, he'd usually go in head first. He wouldn't like dip a toe in and stuff. He'd just dick around, start dicking around. And it was that playfulness that I picked up in the water that I grew to love so much.
What drew you to be a probation officer? Why did you want to do that?
Well, I only had one leg.
Oh, Kim, can't you be serious?
Okay.
How would you evaluate your career as a probation officer overall?
I was damn good.
Say more about that. What ways, or how were you?
I accepted them for where they were in their life or their sojourn or their...
So they felt supported by you?
That I honored them. The first thing I remember to take some of my kids who were were on probation, I took them places.
Hmm. What's an example of that?
The top of Half Dome to spend the night. Scared the shit out of them. Wild bears came and visited us in the middle of the night. We did not expect that.
Mm.
It scared us. And they weren't there to eat us up, but they weren't there to celebrate us either. They just probably wanted their food.
Yeah. So you had these kids. You had sort of big responsibility with these.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I had like 8 or 10 kids just entering high school who were fuck-ups.
Can you remember a kid that prospered?
I know that a number of kids, they enjoyed my company because I remembered them and I honored their efforts, even if they didn't do well.
Let's talk about music.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women, they'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
That's funny. That's something my grandma. Music was one of the main things in my life, yeah.
How'd that get started?
Even before I could walk, I could watch the dancers and I could watch my aunt play the piano for these dancers. I could watch my parents enjoy the movement.
I remember you told me a story about this guy that introduced you to the blues being a very important part of your musical evolution.
Yeah, he was.
Who's that? And what did he?
Rob Sterling.
What did he show you that stuck with you so much?
What stayed with me with him was singing How You Feel. Not running away from whatever was going through me. In this case, the blues. You know, just the whatever that meant.
Right.
Singing with anyone was an honor.
Hmm.
That people would want to sing, to hold notes with me. It wasn't just the guitar, it was the singing. It wasn't just the singing, it was the breathing. It wasn't just the breathing, it was honoring the joy it brought me.
the spirit, your spirit. Yeah. Yeah.
If I look back on it, I'd say it's one of the more important things that was my teacher. My teacher being the discipline of music.
The music was your teacher.
Yeah. You can read it in the morning paper.
Hear it on the radio. How crime has taken us nation. This world is about to go. We need a good old case of salvation. To put the fear of God in our souls. What do we need? We need a whole lot more of Jesus.
Yeah.
And a lot less rock and roll.
So, without help. So looking at your 86 years,
mm-hmm.
is there a learning that you've had that you'd say, when all said and done, what's the takeaway? What's the big learning you've had?
It just has to do with the freedom of breath, the freedom to say with your body what is important to say.
And that would work in the water or it would work with music, it seems like.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I'm going to have to go.
Oh, yeah.
And so is there something you want to say that we haven't said yet?
I like covering time with you.
It's mutual. Been many years, my friend. Many years.
Yeah, it has.
Camping all over the place.
Yeah.
Me pooping my pants when we were up there in that place up there by the river. And then you pooping in my car, you know, and all these wonderful stories.
Yeah, well, those are all planned.
You know, just tit for tat.
Yeah,
know?
Right, right.
My father was a keeper of the Edgestone Light. Slept with a mermaid one fine night. From this union there came three. Porpoise, Porgy, the other was me. Yo ho ho, the wind blows free. Oh, for the life on the rolling sea. The phosphorus flashed in her seaweed air. Looked again and my mama wasn't there. A voice came echoing out of the night.
Yeah!
To her with the keeper of the Edgestone Light. Yo ho ho, the wind blows free. Oh, for the life on the rolling sea.